This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Healthcare overhaul hangs in the balance this weekend. President Obama goes to Capitol Hill this afternoon to meet with House Democrats. On the eve of tomorrow's vote, Democrats are attempting to pass a sweeping overhaul of the nation's healthcare system, despite unified opposition from congressional Republicans. Coming up, we'll talk to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer to ask him bluntly if they have the votes. First, at a rally in Northern Virginia yesterday, Mr. Obama suggested that overhaul will be more popular once the political arm twisting is over. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama told supporters at George Mason University in Virginia, tomorrow's health care vote is the capstone of a debate that's consumed not just the last year in Washington, but much of the last century, beginning with the Republican president who first called for universal health care coverage, Teddy Roosevelt.
The time for reform is now. We have waited long enough. We have waited long enough. And in just a few days, a century-long struggle will culminate in a historic vote.
The president characterized the health care plan being pushed by Democrats as the successor to a long line of bold government initiatives, from civil rights to Social Security, that are widely embraced today, but which were just as controversial when initially proposed.
There were cynics that warned that Medicare would lead to a government takeover of our entire health care system, and that it didn't have much support in the polls, but Democrats and Republicans refused to back down, and they made sure that our seniors had the health care that they need and could have some basic peace of mind.
Nancy Dare is one of those seniors on Medicare and grateful for it. She came to the rally because she says Americans under the age of 65 also deserve guaranteed health care coverage.
I have a friend who just had a back operation. She's in her 40s, and her insurance company is going to pay $6,000 on a $20,000 operation. I'm here because of all the people who have no way to get insurance.
Dare says she's confident the House will approve the health care bill tomorrow, even though she admits it's not perfect.
I'm very positive. I don't think we're going to get everything that we want, but if we get something, it'll be a blessing for everyone.
Outside the rally, Heather West waved a protest sign and pushed a stroller with her daughter, Claire. The stay-at-home mom says she's satisfied with the insurance she gets through her husband's work, and she doesn't want to take a chance on what she calls a social experiment. But even West seemed resigned to a House vote in favor of the health care measure.
They're going to slam it down our throats. This is Obama presidency rests on this, so he'll do whatever it takes, legal or illegal. He'll do it, and I don't want it. I am so mad. I can't tell you. I can't sleep at night. I'm so mad. Aren't I, Claire?
President Obama says the nation cannot afford not to make changes in its costly health care system. He argued once Americans get used to those changes, the year-long battle leading up to this vote will be forgotten.
As messy as this process is, as frustrating as this process is, as ugly as this process can be, when we have faced such decisions in our past, this nation, time and time again, has chosen to extend its promise to more of its people.
Of course, the lawmakers Mr. Obama is hoping to persuade this afternoon don't have the luxury of that long historical perspective. They'll have to face voters in November. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.